1, 2, 3, 4.
Peace can get pretty lonely, you know. Nobody hardly ever mentions its name. Sure, there's the occasional march and festival, but generally it's a world of war and corruption. At least that's what we hear about every day. Peace had a really good time this past weekend. There were Earth Dance festivals all over the world that dedicated themselves to peace. From Laytonville to South Africa to Greece to Brazil to Tanzania, this weekend peace had some good company. The Cario Indians, direct descendants of the Incas, came all the way from the Andes in Peru to Laytonville for Earth Dance to sit in ceremony meditating on our heart connection with each other and for the Pachamama, Mother Earth. That's a peace movement in itself. The sky was so moved, it had to cry about it all Saturday night. The weather was actually beneficial. It's the first Earth Dance that I recall where everyone wasn't choking on the dust and collecting boogers the color of shade-grown coffee. The sky was overjoyed yesterday with cumulus nimbus clouds spectacularly splashed across the quintessential blue canvas. It was cool and breezy. We didn't go for the whole weekend because, as time has passed, the entertainment has become, for me, more geared toward the youth, the generation that still has energy to burn in the name of peace. We attended Sunday Eve and danced to the Brazilian beats of Samba Da, the Indian Celtic mix of Delhi to Dublin, and Michael Franti, who closed the festival with his usual flair, inviting children and elders over 60s to join him on the stage for his number one hit single, I Love You, I Love You, I Love You. That joint was jumping for peace. Sunday was enough for us because Saturday we were so happy to take our granddaughter Sophia and our extended family of 7 other children to the county fair in Boonville. Thousands of you attended the fair, and it was a classic down-home, apple-crunching, cow-pooping good time. I like it too because it's also one of our most integrated events, besides when the circus comes to town, where North meets South and we all get along just fine, don't we? There's always so much to do around here. It's an electrifying field of energy. Concerts at the vineyards, the benefits at the botanical gardens, festivals, transition town meetings, farmers markets, etc., etc. And we manage to enjoy ourselves without violence. Yes, I know there's the occasional murder, home invasion, pot raid, but I have to say this is really one of the most peaceful places in the world. I hesitated to say in the world, but after I thought about it for a second, yes, I think it's true. What can we attribute that pleasant statistic to? Perhaps because we have access to the organic. Herb, food, nature, and music, sweet music, especially via these airwaves. We are also exposed to the dazzling coastline on a daily basis, and inland, some of the most beautiful topography on Earth. Every time I ride down Highway 1 on the way to anywhere, I can, if I choose, experience looking at the ocean a sense of infinite peace and calm. Can you? Then twisting, turning over the hill, whether it's the 253 or Springs Road or the 20, it's a mystical, magical tour through redwoods and oak and hillsides that never fade. This place offers us sanctuary. It's a sensual oasis in the urban deserts that are spreading like epidemics across our earth. Here in this bioregion of Northern California, we have an invitation to rest our weary eyes on such magnificence that peace finds its way into our lives naturally. I think its peaceful disposition also has something to do with the medical marijuana movement that mellows the masses and makes lots of merry around here. I imagine a day when this plant has a safe harbor and the farmers who tend the fields can do so with pride and a feeling of security that they are making right livelihood and contributing to the peaceful quality of life. That's really the goal here on Mama Earth, isn't it? Peace. It's waiting. Peace is patient. Peace is always there, just around the next bend. Yes, there are some that make fun of the peacenik hippies, the love children who still believe that peace is cool and something to strive for. I find the folks that are still hankering for peace are the happy people of the world. The ones that dance, laugh, eat spicy, yummy, fatty food, smoke a little pot, watch old movies, make love, and play with the children. Peace is really fun. I'm glad we gave it a dance. I think we should shower it with gifts. Yes, let's give peace something every day. Give it some thought. Give it some cash, give it a kiss, give peace a room for the night, give peace a call, give peace a ride, give peace a present, give peace a song, and at the very least, give it a chance. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more of my commentary at my website, sherryglazer.net.